Hey, everybody, welcome back to Homeschool, episode 68. This is the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers, Andrew Rivers and I, you think I would know that by now.
Your Facebook ad says that, by the way, so
you better. Me and Andrew Rivers. Around. Perfect. No, I'm leaving it. I don't need this pressure from people to be like, don't you know things? You're a teacher. I'm like, I taught one subject poorly, so don't. Every time we trivia, they're like, geography. I'm like, I don't know geography.
My back was to the map.
Exactly. That's funny. Backwards facing teacher. I should have done that for geography instead of yoga. This is the podcast where we do some jokes at the top that we wrote this week or last week, depending upon when we record. Recording a little late this week. Nobody's noticed or reached out and said, where's the podcast? So that's kind of hurtful.
17 angry emails. Yeah.
And then we have a comedian guest who's amazing, and they riff with us and then BS afterwards. This week, that comedian guest who's amazing is our good buddy, Trix.
What up, people?
What was the other nickname you wanted to call him?
I
would have been cool with it, but I mean, I'm not trying to get Corey fired from any any upcoming parent teacher interviews. I'm not trying to cancel.
I think it's being subtle about it's worse than now.
Fine, we'll just say it. Corey called him the M word.
M word of the animal kingdom. We'll leave it at that.
Now, his name on his Zoom was that. I didn't say nothing. Anyway, what do you got coming up there, Trix, for shows before we get started with the jokes?
I got a couple weeks in Vegas, which is cool. To be off the road for a bit. So Brad Garrett's is reopening in a new location, which is cool. So myself, Brad, and Butch Bradley, we're doing the soft opening next week, so that should be a lot of fun.
All right. Andrew's on the road with Hofstetter and Brett Druck. They do soft openings every night.
Andrew's working, bro.
Yeah, he's all over. It's great. Andrew and I do have this little run of theater shows that we're doing in Oregon. Portland on Thursday the 2nd. Get them backwards. Eugene on Saturday. Friday the 3rd, and Bend on Saturday the 4th.
That's a place? Eugene's a place?
Yeah, Eugene. Or it's where Oregon Ducks, it's where University of Oregon is.
My grandpa lives there. Grandpa Eugene.
Name's Eugene.
Yeah. I was just about to ask if there's any black people there.
Well,
doubt it. They play for the football team.
Yeah, that's probably it. Come on, basketball too.
Right. I'm so offensive.
And then we got Renton on December 12th, which is in Washington State near us. And we're doing pretty well. Those are going pretty well, aren't they? I haven't seen a screenshot in a few days, but
it's trucking. We're about 50% full on the good ones. And we're going to make it. I got House of Comedy, British Columbia, December 9th through 11th.
Are you going to Vancouver?
Yeah.
Right on.
Go ahead, bro. I like how Tammy booked you before me. That's nice. We're going to talk about
that. Well, you know, I'm right up the street there, so it's a little easier for me to get up there.
Fair enough.
Cool. That's exciting. Did they go to the main? They went to the main downstairs room, or do you know? Like that
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, they are. They're okay. Doing the theater.
Yeah. The interesting.
Theater. It's a cool room. It's a cool vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I love it. I loved it. Yeah, I did it when it was Laugh Lines. Good times. You're a Canadian. We'll talk about it. All right. Let's get to the jokes. But first, we got to do a 3-second pause, Trix, because I don't know how to edit things. So.
Hey, welcome to Homeschool, episode number 68, which is only fitting because we're about to climax and we brought a third.
All right. Climax. End of the podcast? Oh, no. Just 69. I got it. Well, I don't want it to end. In fact, I'm excited because we're celebrating the release of an album that is storming the charts.
Oh, wow. Thanks, man. I don't know about storming the charts. The only thing I'm storming is the Capitol. Capitol Records. trying to get a record deal, a better one. But you know, we can talk about it. I just found out my album is streaming on Napster.
Oh, I was talking about Taylor Swift's album, but all right. Is Napster still a thing?
Yeah. It is.
Can I even say that word anymore? Is that Napster?
No, you say Napster.
Oh, okay.
But
that would be cool if my album was on Napster. That's an honor.
I discovered tons of comedians on Napster. Like, I think that's cool to be on there. I don't think I'm going to get any royalty checks, but.
Yeah. Napster. Well, plus 50% of your royalties will still go to Metallica anyway, so it's not.
Yeah, that's right.
If you tell me people are downloading your bits on LimeWire, you're a legend.
Yeah. That's what we were just talking about. LimeWire versus Napster. Yeah. My brother went to school and had Napster, and he sent me Dane Cook.
Unleashed.
And it was like 30 minutes. It was like Comedy Central Presents. And then who does the Mexican guy that does the movie theater voice? And then
Pablo Francisco.
Anyway, yeah,
he sent me like four
comedians. That's where I fell in love again.
Seinfeld on Smartless podcast said one of his favorite comedians, Pablo Francisco.
Oh wow!
Is it
probably not?
Is it really?
Is what he said on the Smartless podcast is hilarious.
Okay, good for Seinfeld.
You know this new guy Pablo? He's like this new guy Pablo Francisco. We'll talk about Mencia last night after the jokes, but this is great.
But didn't Taylor Swift fight for my right to get better streaming pay?
Well, she fought for her right.
Okay.
You should just be happy Spotify put out your garbage at all, really. I mean, you can't touch Queen Taylor's music.
I wouldn't put out an album the same day as Taylor. You're crazy.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a choice there, but... Are you guys Taylor Swift fans? I never thought I wouldn't.
I think at this point you kind of have to be. I think I was forced into it and bullied into it.
Well, we almost got bullied out of it the other night at the bar, that outdoor bar. That guy was really not happy about her. But I'm a fan. Look, it's a real emotional journey we've had, her and I, and her music.
Oh, yeah, like you almost rescinded your invitation, bro.
That's true.
He did. He was like, I don't know if I want to hang with these guys anymore.
We almost lost a friend who wasn't a friend yet, but I was defending her that night. She's great. It's been an emotional journey. Some of her best work has been at a really important times in my actually I'm not really a fan.
None of us are really fans, but I was
trying to get some pussy, and
you gotta respect her because she puts herself in relationships so she can write songs about it. She's like a comedian almost.
That's what I was trying to explain to this guy. That's so funny.
I think she's one of the smartest writers I've ever, of our generation.
Easy. Andrew used to have a line where he said, I went and did a stupid thing. That's kind of the job. I do stupid stuff, and then I come and tell you guys about it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her resume of people she dated. You're not going to tell me she messed up all those relationships.
That was his point. He was like, it's all her.
It's definitely her. She's a smart writer.
But I mean, she writes an album, and yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got to stop talking about my failed relationships on stage because girls tell me they hate it all the time. And I don't understand that. Like Taylor Swift writes an album about her exes and people love it. And I write an album about my exes and a judge tells me to stop playing it track by track on her voicemail. You know, it's like a double
standard. It's not fair. Well, I can't wait for Taylor Swift and Pete Davidson to start dating, right? I mean, that breakup album would be spectacular.
Give it some time, you know. Taylor Swift.
He's got to run through Kim K first. Yeah. But his album about it will be better than Taylor's, I think.
First of all, I think we underestimate the powers of Pete Davidson. I want you to look at this guy's resume of the last few years.
Dude.
Okay? It's a pretty impressive list of women, bro. Like, I'm starting to become a fan.
It's insane.
I just retweeted a thing. Someone I thought made a really good point. Julia McCullough. Pete Davidson is a sweet, down-to-earth, funny dude. the Kim Kardashians, Ariana's, and Beckinsales of the world never meet Pete's in theirs. Like, he's not even supposed to be. Pete is Jack on the Titanic. He's an invasive species on the top deck, and he's thriving.
That's interesting.
Well, he's definitely on the raft with women and children at this point. He got off the Titanic first. That guy is doing very well for himself. Women,
they're all about to get
wet.
Well,
he's still getting wet. All right, thank you, thank you.
Well, I mean,
raft with women and children. Hopefully not children, you know. Hopefully,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, but you know what I mean. He was one of the four
children that are 18 and up. Early. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a lucky dude. I'm not gonna, you know, in any way diss Pete Davidson. I can't. You're dating a Kardashian, so just look out for the crazy reports. I'm looking forward to the psych evaluations because they break.
It'll be him and Caitlyn next.
Everybody acts like a Kardashian is a good thing. They break men. That's what they do. They break men.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Taylor Swift dates COVID, or maybe Kim Kardashian gets COVID so we can get rid of it. Break COVID.
Wow. No such luck. She likes older men, and COVID's only 19. So.
COVID's like 21 at this point, no?
Well, either way, I'm going to get hammered because of it. And you know what? So... is Europe. They're getting hammered. Their COVID deaths are up 10% just last week.
Well, good thing that won't happen in America in 3 weeks, just like every other time.
For the last 2 years. Listen, we're smart. We predicted this several months ago. Nobody will listen to us in general or the podcast, but...
Well, I tried to tell him, you know, I was just in D.C. and I stopped by the White House to say something, but it was 4 p.m. So Joe was already in bed.
Where are you, Andrew? That's not your house.
Right now, I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's what I figured.
And I'll drive to Cleveland tomorrow. Then we'll drive to Syracuse and then to Buffalo. And then that's the end of the tour. And I'm home free.
I'm like, why is this guy podcasting in front of a wall unit right now?
The hotel room. Got a roomie over there. Say what up, John.
Oh, poor guy.
Sorry, man.
Well, he's just over there live tweeting the bad things I said.
I got the ear pods on so he doesn't hear Corey say the M word.
Well, Trace is like, we're not recording yet, right? No, but yeah, we have a transcriber in the room. Oh, well, empty shelves, Joe. So he was asleep at 4 p.m. Well, he's at it again. Listen, we're in for a tough winter, it sounds like. We're going to get fucked with COVID. Gas prices are rising, and natural gas used to heat most rooms, but it's 30% more expensive now in some places. But we will have plenty of toilet paper to burn to keep ourselves warm. So,
ooh, Elf on a Shelf Joe at it again. Actually, according to HireSanta.com, company that books mall Santas, there's going to be a mall Santa shortage. They've lost too many Santas to COVID because they're all fat and have low vitamin D.
Wow.
Hanging low vitamin D.
Is that still a thing? Mall Santas? That still happens? That's still going on?
It probably went extinct with COVID. I mean, do you really want to Zoom with your Santa, you know?
That'd be weird. Right, well,
there's not enough sun at the North Pole, so there's no vitamin D. And you know what? Santa should just dip into that reindeer ivermectin supply, you know?
Mm. There you go.
They have a lot of vitamin D, the reindeer.
huge cocks. Well, yeah, it sounds like the only Santas that'll be out this year will be COVID deniers, which is handy because they already have a red hat.
Oh, come on. Where's Badum Ching? Is there a Badum Ching sound effect?
At home, he has it on his thing. He's like,
I have a thing. It doesn't work.
Rudolph is like, this way to the Capitol building. Follow my nose. They're working on a way for kids to Zoom with Santa, though. I can't imagine that's going to end well. Santa, I want a PlayStation 4. What's that? Sorry, the video cut out. What did you say? Play with Asian whores?
It's gonna be hilarious when a kid,
which one of us froze? Me?
Find Santa was in the den the whole time. It's gonna be an interesting.
Corey, turn it off and turn it back on. There you go.
It must have been me, huh? All right.
That was your fault. But candy hey, cane? Santa, why is your candy cane sticking out of your pants?
All right. That's a good, by the way, that's a good nude to send every year, fellas, if you want an idea. Just a candy cane.
How weird is that Zoom meeting when a kid really sees mom kissing Santa Claus?
Mrs. Claus is working on her OnlyFans in the background.
I swear to God, if I see Santa Claus on OnlyFans, I'm done.
I check out like an elf OnlyFans, you know, just to see what a short person looks like naked.
Can you do OnlyFans on a flip phone?
I've seen Vixen on OnlyFans.
Ooh, that's a good. That's the best. That's the sexiest.
The stripper, not the the ranger guy.
That's the sexiest name for sure.
Vixen. It is the best one, obviously.
Well, listen, we need Santa. We need someone to tell us who's been naughty and who's been nice, right? And according to my uncle on Facebook, we can't trust a jury of our peers. Sounds like your best friend, Kyle Rittenhouse, got off, Andrew. Self-defense. Said he was scared.
Did you know him?
Yeah. we go way back. We're homies. Well, it's going to cause everyone who didn't bother to look at the facts to start burning car dealerships again. We're being gaslit. As a nation,
I didn't
it was going to be clear self-defense. You know, he's a dickhead and he's an idiot. And now he's going to be a champion of the right. And Tucker Carlson made a documentary and it's going to be insufferable for the next 6 months. But
did I see a video of this guy beating up a chick? I saw a video of him jumping into a fight and beating up a chick.
Yeah.
Didn't I see that? Is that
by the laws of that state, Wisconsin, that. Seems like pretty clear, but where that's, I don't know. Yeah, that's
But it's also not admissible in, you know, just like you can't bring up, you know, George Floyd's past history of crimes and whatever drugs.
Wisconsin is messed up. Okay, Steve Avery went to jail for something he didn't do.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Steve Avery. Put
that in perspective.
Murder. What was that? Making a murder. Yeah, that's right. Tom Segura had that joke. I have a Netflix special out. It's called Making a Murderer. Have you guys seen it?
Segura's the best, bro.
You know what? I think this is maybe why we have a shortage of rental cars. It's not the pandemic. It's all those protests, right? But hey, here's the deal. Good news about the verdict for me. I apparently can never be convicted of murder because I live in constant fear. So... I'm saying,
hey man,
I'm always afraid. So
why are people calling him what I don't understand is why are people calling him a hero?
Right.
Well, yeah,
that's what's funny about politicians. Like Matt Gaetz offered him an internship.
Oh,
and it's like,
we're at a
nursery. What about his? What about his politics? Makes you think. What do we know about his politics? Even nothing. We just know that he shot a guy. Yeah. Like there's no, like he never wrote a tax policy or like, you know, it's nothing based on that. It's just that we hate him. So they're like, this is going to piss off liberals and energize our friends. You know, it's that simple.
I'd love to be the custodian at Kyle Rittenhouse High School first day back. I just want to see the reaction. Does he get the Lucas? Like Corey or Andrew, does he get the Lucas return? Does he get the, like he gets to his locker and like everyone's like staring at him like this and then he opens his locker. Does he get a jacket or does he get
he probably 18 now and the school year is almost
he
over.
He probably had to do online and virtual and probably
a lot of homeschooling for Mr. Rittenhouse.
Yeah, so
fake name and never turns his camera on.
But, isn't it crazy that Kyle Rittenhouse, no matter where it is, he's going to get a better reception than R. Kelly? Like, it's interesting. R. Kelly's not going to get a good reception in prison, but Rittenhouse, heroes welcome.
In his Zoom class, he's just going to put no picture, and it's just going to say intergalactic space monkey.
I knew you were going to hate
you. His teacher likes, who's that?
I knew you were going to.
How do we stop all this, Andrew? Any thoughts? I mean, what's
I think, you know, Biden activated 500 National Guard troops for potential rioters, you know, but Biden also created supply chain shortages, so there's nothing for anybody to steal and loot.
I stop it for myself. I'm just not going to go into any riots.
You know, yeah, when you stay home, one idea.
Right? When you stay home, you don't run into 17-year-olds with guns. I'm just saying, and this is not a diss to anyone who lost their lives. Obviously, my heart goes out to the families, but I'm just saying, nothing happened to me because I stayed.
Yeah, home.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They're
running toward. He's running away, and they're running towards him. I'd be in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Not everything's a naked mile run, guys. Not everything is a group event.
If I see a guy with any type of gun, and I have a skateboard, I'm skating the other way. I'm not trying
to do that anyway.
I know. I don't bring a skateboard to a machine gun fight.
You understand what happens? Like, I live in Vegas, man. I live on Fremont Street. You don't think? I mean, I see a white guy taking a shit, I run. Okay. So what do you think I'm gonna do when I see a guy with a skateboard? Hell yeah, I'm going the other way.
I don't bring a skateboard to a poop fight, let alone. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just put. Listen, I say you put Rittenhouse in front of the courthouse with a gun. Good to go, right?
But I like if you're walking down the street and you saw a dude with an AK, I don't know what kind of gun he had, but a white dude walking down the street with a big rifle or whatever.
Right.
I don't think you should approach that guy, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we will talk about this later because it's not as funny, but there's like active shooter training for teachers, right? So
nice.
Run away.
I got him out of school.
Run away is they say run, hide, fight. So you run away, you hide, and then if you're confronted with the person that you have to be confronted with them, you fight. So,
I'm sorry, teachers are getting guns. No, I'd be dead by second period, buddy.
But yeah, I'm in Vegas. I was just, you know, I was just in Salt Lake City.
There you go.
Now I'm in Vegas. Turns out heaven and hell are just a 6-hour drive away.
You know, hilarious.
Get
yourself well, Corey. I'm proud of you.
It's not that crazy. I mean, you live here. Obviously, the Fremont Street. It's not like insane. Like I've seen, it's like a family town now. I've seen so many old dudes walking down the strip, holding hands with their daughters. It's like so cute and precious.
Where hey, are Daddy. You, Corey? Because I don't remember the Stratosphere even having that lovely background. That is awesome. Where are you?
I wrote these jokes while he was still in Vegas, so you know.
Yeah. Green screen.
That has to be.
I'll be here two more nights. Salt Lake City is great. I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but Salt Lake City, they have statues out in front of the arena, of the Utah Jazz arena, of Stockton and Malone.
Do they?
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see that it's not just the South that puts up statues of losers. So.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I had on that one. That was good.
All right.
Seattle has Ken Griffey Jr. I have 20 minutes of jokes about some girl named Katie, so I get it, you know. But
Taylor Swift has 10 albums.
Yeah.
Don't you have 10?
I'm in Ohio, where the only thing they win is fucking hot dog eating contests, apparently.
Hey, those are still events. Those are sporting
events. Hey, okay. Hey, whoever said picture your audience naked never performed in Ohio.
Ooh.
Browns.
Come on.
That's why you're not allowed to teach anymore, Corey.
Oh, yeah. Pictured my audience naked. It was a bad move. Sorry, guys. It's all propaganda now. It's all propaganda. Don't believe it. They got vaccine talk on Sesame Street now, dude. They're brainwashing the kids. They won't let me tell the truth.
Yeah, Big Bird tweeted that he got vaccinated, and he did that with polio as well, so it's not like a new thing, but... I heard Matt Gaetz' girlfriend is going to boycott the show now.
Well, you know what? I also think that now we'll probably get a clearer explanation of what happened to Bert because he took Johnson & Johnson. That's why he's no longer there.
I thought Animal used to talk fine until he got the Pfizer. Everyone knows that.
Oh, buddy. Animal got vaccinated before that was a thing. That's why he's the way he is. He used to be like, you know, he used to be Elmo, okay?
Yeah,
I still have a theory that Animal is Elmo before you pour water on him. So you pour water on Elmo, then he becomes Animal. I think that he's a gremlin hands down.
Well, all these Muppets are crazy. It's getting a little interesting. Ted Cruz is about to get mad at the Sesame Street crew because they're about to debut G Young. That sounds like a rapper. First Asian American Muppet. I mean, it's about time since all the Muppets are made in the Vietnamese sweatshop anyway, right? Like,
hey. Wow, you should have just stuck with Intergalactic Space Bunny. Corey's a subtle. I like you, Corey. You're like a subtle. You're subtly getting canceled. It's probably
doing it. Well, Andrew's writing these jokes for me to get canceled. He's giving me he writes the majority of jokes, but then gives me the ones that are.
I'm just waiting for Matt Chavez to text me and going, "Hey, can you cover Corey?"
Might not really this one, but whatever.
You know, whatever. Ted Cruz probably. I'm surprised Ted Cruz is mad at the Muppets because his favorite comedian is Jeff Dunham.
Yeah,
it's wow.
He likes hands up his ass too. So funny to see so many dudes be like, "Dude, you're taking away my youth." Because it's like, no, we're not. You're gonna remember your dad leaving. Like, I don't.
I'm gonna. You know what? I don't. The views expressed on this show do not reflect the black.
People are so mad that fictional characters evolve over time. Like, why does Superman have to be bisexual? But for the last 30 years, the same guy has been like, "Hey, Robin is totally gay for Batman."
Yeah. The fact that we're even trying to diversify like comic book characters or superheroes is hilarious. And I'm all for diversity. But like some things just need to be left alone. Okay. What are we gonna do? You're gonna tell me that Wonder Woman identifies as a man now? Like stop it. Like let's just leave everything alone.
Robin's been wondering this whole time.
Robin's been gay. Okay. That's not a surprise to anyone. I don't know why it took how many years for that to come out.
Well, let's see. Okay, we'll get off that for a second. Andrew, you played tourists in Washington, D.C. and you were in Ohio. Did you see anything besides naked people there?
There you go.
We saw several hours of the side of the road because our tour bus broke down. Very exciting.
Man. Well, you're welcome.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I opened the hood. I don't even know what I'm looking at, but I'm thankful to have a real man to text like you, Corey.
Yeah, it's the same way you feel when you go down on a woman. Like, I know to lift the hood, but after that, I'm clueless. which way do I twist this? Is that tranny fluid?
Yeah, we had a leaky hose, and not the kind of leaky hose you want on your tour bus. But turns out you're going to need conservative friends. They come in handy when your car breaks down.
Right. Well, that's
also, yeah, well, Steve, big Kyle Rittenhouse fan club supporter. But Steve wants us to lie and say he was on the tour bus at the time, but he's embarrassed to admit the truth. He always travels separately in a bulletproof presidential limousine because he's worried about hecklers.
Tomatoes. There was a second shooter. There was a second thrower. Well, speaking of leaked, we watched this video together, Trix. A video was posted of Sophia Uristra.
Is that her name? Sophia
Urethra,
I think.
Yeah.
Urethra Franklin. She's the lead singer of the band Brass Against. She was peeing on an audience member on stage. Internet went crazy. She did apologize, but only because she had eaten asparagus the night before. So,
come on. First of all, Corey. I don't know if you guys described the video in detail, but that was a lot, dude.
It was a gush. I don't think that was
pee. I think that was, you know,
of some sort. Maybe she had a hose.
How much water did she drink? That is not normal.
Was she just on stage the whole time? Like, I gotta take a piss. But
squatted over the top of this guy's face, pulled her pants down, peed on his face.
I love how the band, they played like it was normal. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the ship's going down and you're still.
The bass player was playing like
this guy's not getting urinated on in front of thousands of people. It's crazy.
They had to tweet out a thing like, "Sorry, that's not representative of who we are." And it's like, well, it's going to be.
it's also pretty clear you do it every night. So this is just the first time the video got leaked. Hey,
Michael, I wish you would have spared us that joke, but let's get on with the show and get to our guest who's just had to sit through this, the man who crushes dreams in comedy competitions.
Why do you say that? Okay, we need to
because you crushed my dreams. You ruined my life. My whole life was ahead of me.
He's in Grand Rapids right now because of you. So,
yeah.
Going second, I think drawing number two crushed your dreams. Not me. I was bullet. I was a bullet guy. I shouldn't even have won.
Hey. Sounds like you've been in a couple competitions
empty theater in buttfuck Indiana crushed my dreams. There's no way I was going to crush for that
show. And no shade to the contest, but yeah, it was a huge 1700 seater theater. Yeah. And any comic, like I'm sure Andrew, you, Corey, we played places that had 20, 15 people. So that was a walk in the park for us, but there were comics that came in there with excitement in their eyes, thinking they're gonna, you know, they walked in there like, man, we're gonna play to this big theater, not knowing that you're gonna spend your whole week if 20 people showed. And spread out too, Corey, not even like a together 20. Like it was like
they had like pre-COVID rules, man.
it was not fun at all. It was an interesting contest.
Wow. Well, you won that round with him and then won the whole thing, right?
No, yeah. I lost my first round. I came in second and then they put you in like a second place
wild card.
Yeah, I remember that wild card.
That you have to win that just to go bullet in the first place.
Yeah.
That means which is where Andrew was. You have to go bullet by default, and then you have to then they take the top three of that.
Uh-huh. And where did you place in that first?
First.
Okay, yeah, and then just won the Boston Comedy Festival, which is back in person. Obviously, last year it was
fun. That was great.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, I'm glad to have you, and you're living in Vegas, and things are going great. And we've been hanging out. Last night we went to the Dirty at 12:30 show, which was fun.
Can I shout out please. Comics? I don't know if this has happened to either of you. I want to shout out the comics who, like, you know, when you're all in the finals together, it's all raw, go team, and then when the winners decided, everyone just kind of walks away from you. Like, has that ever happened? Like they just walk separately in different directions, like away from you, like you're not part of the frat anymore. It's kind of hilarious.
Well, the Seattle Comedy Competition, the way it is in the first round, has 16 comedians in each of the first two rounds. And I've produced one of the shows every year. So I've been able to watch as not a member of the not in the competition, but watch the 16, and they get real. By the time they get to my show, it's the fifth night.
Right.
So by then they've like, there's like a group of six, almost five or six, almost always, who are like the outcast. It's like high school. Like they've chosen to be the outcast. They sit at a different table. They, this competition doesn't get me,
doesn't get me.
These audiences, I thought it was going to be Seattle comedy competition, but it's all the suburbs and the rural areas where we're performing. I didn't know that. And
Trix, you should come crush Seattle. It's a healthy paycheck.
Well, I would love to, but me and Peter Gray are not friends. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But
Andrew's not. We'll
talk off record. We can talk off record, but.
Sure. Yeah.
That won't be happening anytime soon.
Gotcha.
Well, they offered me to host this year, but that was John Fox. And I don't know if he made a lot of backwards communication or there wasn't much to say. But yeah, Peter and I had a little Facebook tizzy fit. So
all bias aside, like I do hear that Seattle and San Fran are pretty prestigious contests in the world of the competitions to do or the festivals to do.
They have great history.
Historically.
They have great history.
Right. Okay.
Now.
All right.
You got to leave soon?
In 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, we actually have been on for about 40. So yeah, it's not terrible. Well, that's great. Well, let's get to last. I want to talk about last night just briefly. So.
That was fun.
What a great time.
Let's continue on.
Great comic hang. Oh yeah, we could do that. Great comic hang. But also Mencia was there performing in the theater of the You know, and then he did what, 2 hours?
He was doing the showroom, and then he popped over to the dirty, which he always does when he's there.
Oh, okay.
And they put him on after the headliner, obviously, because
that's good.
You know, guys like Mencia will come on. Then they don't do 10 minutes. They don't do guest spots. They make the show about them, and that's exactly kind of what happened last night. He went on about an hour and change. I don't know. I want to say an hour and a half. Was it 2 hours?
It was two.
Yeah. The show was supposed to be over at 2. Show ended up being over at 3.
Yep.
And it turned in, and then there was this thing on stage where he brought the opener back.
Right.
And they did this whole music.
Despacito, lip sync. Yeah.
Yeah, let's sing for the audience. They got a standing O, which I knew was coming because the Dirty is a very supportive, dope audience.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. I didn't really watch a lot. It looked like Carlos Mencia was killing.
Oh, he murdered, yeah.
But... yeah, he was destroying. I mean, I didn't really... I could hear the crowd.
I looked once and he was doing this with the microphone. So I kind of... That was the end of my interest. But he was murdering. He's talented. He knows what he's doing. But, you know, it's not highbrow. Yeah, Andrew's got to go, though. You got to go get dirty yourself.
Hey, get filthy. Yeah, we got these tours are crazy. We basically in a new city every day, and you know, it's like a 3 to 4 hour drive, 4 to 6 hours of driving every day. So, you know, we tend to get in a hotel with like an hour in each city to like poop and find a beam strong enough to hang a noose, but it's good money and it's good clout and it's good it's good times, good memories, making a lot of like, you know, new fans, which is great. So, and I get to develop, you know, I just put out this album. So I get to sort of develop all this new material in the middle for a really good audience, you know, and my roommate is a improv guy. So he's really funny. And then there's two other comics kind of on tour. So we kind of get our fingerprints all over each other's act and little tags here and there. And it's a great time.
Dope.
That's great way to do. Yeah.
Oh,
great way to do the road and new material for sure. Yeah. It's harder. I mean, I can come up with any excuse to not do brand new because I'm a whip sometimes, but there are some legitimate things like, well, Salt Lake City and I need to be clean and, but that's actually was a good place to do it because he likes me. So there was, And then here, last time I didn't do super great, I didn't think. So this time I'm trying to really bring it and it's going well. But that's great. Hey, cool. You got to go to the show right now.
Yeah, yeah. Not
drive.
All right, we got to set up everything and we got to, you know, we basically get to the venue an hour before doors start and then set up 4 cameras, audio recording, a merch table and you know, arrange
video
all
cameras,
the sound check and so yeah, it's a little crazy, a lot of work, but Tricks, good to see you. Hopefully I'll come down to Vegas soon and we'll
please do, man.
We'll get in touch.
Absolutely.
All right, later, you guys, we'll be asked for a few more minutes.
Okay, bye, love you.
Bye.
Peace, Andrews.
What was that?
I was TikTok popped on my screen.
Oh, funny. let me ask you this, just before we'll let you go here in a minute. But did you see the Green Bay Packers? You could buy a $300 share of the Green Bay Packers.
Seriously?
Any person can do it. Yeah, because Packers are owned by the public. They're owned by the fans.
Right.
But they every once in a while they'll go, hey, we need to raise money, so you can buy a share for $300. And
what's
you can
the
buy
share,
it. It's literally a certificate. You have nothing happens. It's just
they just want you $300.
You could just say that they just need your money, and so they're like, hey, you get a chance to say you're part owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And my question is, would you do that for a team you're a fan of?
No, because I know I'm going to still have to pay for tickets. Like, if I don't have to pay for tickets, I'm a partial owner. I don't care what partial, what denominator it is.
Right.
Care. You know, if you tell me I'm a partial owner of a team, I am not paying for tickets to games. I don't care if you give me nosebleeds. But there's no way you're gonna tell me I'm a partial owner and I still gotta download the Clear app to and show my vaccine card to get in this friggin' game, bro. Like,
that's good point. And if you're gonna spend $300, yeah, I'll just go to a game. I mean, I'll give you my $300 to go to a game or two.
Tickets. I want tickets to these games.
But I'll tell you, I almost did it as a bit, but the bit wouldn't have gotten noticed, so it would have been a waste. But because Aaron Rodgers was yelling to the Chicago Bears fans, "I own you, I own you." So I thought it'd be funny to be like, "I actually literally own you. I just bought it."
Just says, "I own you."
Yeah, yeah. But nobody would have noticed it, and it would have been a waste of $300. But
pretty good. That's
a somebody more famous who is a Chicago Bears fan should have done that and tweeted it. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Imagine a Bears fan being a $300 share owner of the Packers.
And there are some right now, I think, that I saw, like, I don't know if they actually did it, but they said they were going to, which is like.
That's obviously just a money grab. There's no way.
Right. Well, they literally say it in the, like, they're like, yeah, this gives you nothing. It's just we need money. And they can't use it for, like, player con. They can only use it for, like, facilities kind of stuff. Yeah.
If there was a situation where you really were an owner and you got to like
got something
or get perks, I would definitely invest in like the Saints.
That's interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they could give you a perk. I mean, they could give you a perk that wouldn't like hurt them.
Some perk, like something. Even if it's like you get to come to one free game,
right?
You know, just something to say, okay, hey, you know, that would be cool. But don't. I'm sorry, not doing.
Yeah, that. Pretty funny. Well, fuck. What you got a seller tonight and tomorrow and tomorrow? No.
Sunday. Yeah, I actually gotta get out of here soon. But yeah, I got seller tonight, two tonight, two tomorrow. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. That's great. I'll try and stop by tonight after our show.
Cool.
I got some friends maybe coming out, so we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, we'll let you go. Thanks for hanging around, man. Thanks for jumping on. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. This will go out tomorrow. We'll give you the info and you can do whatever you want with it. Nobody listens. It's mostly for us to get jokes. So sorry. There won't be a homeschool Andrew Rivers and Corey Michaelis bump, but
all right,
maybe. Let's try. If you want to follow Trix on Instagram, he is at
Comedian Trix.
Comedian Trix with two X's. So follow him on there. We're Homeschool Podcast on the internet. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. Andrew's Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. And I'll press stop and you'll tell me a brief little story. Bye, everybody.